This is ADHD Self-Mastery. Customized solutions for your unique brain with Bonnie Minku, Senior Certified ADHD Coach. If you have traits of ADD or ADHD, you may struggle with getting started on a task or planning a project. Maybe you're easily overwhelmed or perpetually late, miss deadlines, or can't get organized. Bonnie brings you concise, tangible strategies and solutions to help you break through these challenges and accomplish your goals. ADHD Self-Mastery starts now.
Hello and welcome. I'm Bonnie Minku, Senior Certified ADHD Coach and founder of Thrive with ADD, and you're listening to ADHD Self-Mastery. I'm here to help adults with traits of ADD or ADHD gain confident mastery over their own lives without the concern of being undermined by frustrating patterns or tendencies. One of the biggest frustrations I see in ADHD adults that I work with is the tendency towards chronic feelings of overwhelm. I've been coaching and training ADHD adults since 2001, and I've witnessed overwhelm dramatically increasing over the last 10 years, and it only seems to be getting worse. In earlier episodes, I introduced the concept of thinking of your brain as a private bus with 8 different characters aboard, and at any time, any one of those characters could grab the steering wheel and drive. And using that as a metaphor, overwhelm is represented by the character I call Overwhelmed Oscar. Oscar rarely insists on driving for no reason. He's usually talked into it by one of the other characters, who begins driving first and then gets Oscar to take over the wheel. To stop being sabotaged by feelings of overwhelm, the strategy you'll need to address is that earlier driver. Now, you can find out who your most dominant drivers are by taking a short quiz at thrivewithadd.com/quiz. Overwhelm's a little tricky to deal with because not only are people more likely to be overwhelmed these days, but the word itself has become overused. What I mean is many people say they're overwhelmed when they're really feeling stuck or mentally paralyzed for other reasons. So let me take a moment to clarify semantics. The dictionary gives the meaning of overwhelmed as too much of a thing or inundated. The real meaning of overwhelming is too great an amount. I believe the exponential increase in technology dominating our work, our communication, and our personal lives has led to the rise in people feeling overwhelmed and inundated. And it used to be all you needed to know how to do your work was the work required in your job. Now you have to also become proficient in using various kinds of software just to perform most jobs. And anytime there's an upgrade or a new software introduced, there's a learning curve involved. And in earlier times, even into the 90s, the only real interruptions to focusing on work were phone calls. And you could let calls go to voicemail until you were ready to listen to them. Now you start your workday with a loaded email inbox, and dealing with that pushes back the time that you can actually begin doing any work. So although theoretically the amount of work and responsibility in a typical job may be the same as it was 20 years ago, there are actually fewer available hours in the week to get the work done. And then there's the effect of technology on our ability to concentrate. In addition to emails, you're constantly bombarded with messaging apps, pings, notifications, and you fear if you turn them off, you could miss an important message. That has a terribly detrimental effect on anyone's ability to focus deeply on what they're doing. And with ADHD, anytime your attention is pulled away, it's much harder for you to get that focus back again. And this isn't even mentioning the addictive quality of so many technology-based distractions, from Facebook to video games to new apps coming out all the time to grab your attention. When you do anything online for a quick break, it's likely you'll get sucked into hyperfocus for far longer than you intended. Many people with ADHD find they waste hours of every workday in online distraction. I don't think it's a real mystery as to why we're more overwhelmed now than a decade ago. So it's more important than ever to have strategies to deal with it. We'll take a quick break and then dive deeper into understanding how people with ADHD tend to experience overwhelm and what we can do to keep it from undermining us.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
This is Bonnie Minku, and you're listening to ADHD Self-Mastery. We're talking about ADHD and overwhelm. And I explained what I've seen is a rise in overwhelm over the last 10 years and its correlation to our increased reliance on technology. That's not likely to go away. So what do we do to cope with it more effectively? Well, to apply the strategies that will work for you, you need to understand what triggers your sense of overwhelm and whether overwhelm is really the problem that needs addressing. There are two general kinds of problems we experience with ADHD regarding overwhelm. First, we may be overwhelmed because there's simply too much on our plates. And it's a common tendency for people with ADHD to take on more than even Superman could realistically handle. Second, many of us with ADHD have an overly sensitive overwhelm trigger. When that's the case, certain signals trigger your brain to tell you there's too much, even when that isn't really the case. And then your brain shuts down in kind of a knee-jerk reaction from what's really a false signal of overwhelm. Let's start with genuine overwhelm, when you really do have too much to do. Here, you need to determine if this is a situation beyond your control or whether some of these to-dos are ones that you brought upon yourself. Situations beyond your control could be a job with too many responsibilities. And this happens often after a company downsizes and the people remaining have to take on the workload of employees who have left. You may have family responsibilities that are overwhelming. During 2020, working parents who suddenly had to deal with homeschooling their children were perpetually overwhelmed. People who are taking care of children as well as dealing with elderly parents with health issues might feel overwhelmed as well. There are no easy answers here, as everyone's situation is different, but you may find some relief by challenging the assumptions you have around those things you feel you have to do. So here, do a quick brain dump. List everything you feel you have to do in a week. And for each item, see if there's any possibility of delegating any of it, either to another family member or to someone hired to do some of those tasks or errands, or maybe offering an exchange of favors with someone you know. It's natural to be so immersed in the assumptions you have about a family situation that you don't see that there could be a different way. And this can be especially true when you're dealing with children. You get so accustomed to doing things for them that you may not realize when they've reached an age that they could do more for themselves. I had a coaching client who was a mother with three young children, and getting them all dressed and ready to leave the house each morning was a chaotic ordeal that left her feeling overwhelmed before her day even started. My client knew her eight-year-old should be able to brush his teeth and dress himself if his clothes were laid out for him, but he was in the habit of expecting mom to prod him each step of the way, when what she really needed to do was get her two-year-old dressed. And as long as mom did everything for them, the kids had no incentive to do anything for themselves. So we invented a getting ready game where each child would win points for doing their age-appropriate tasks for themselves in the morning. And at the end of the week, there would be a fun reward for each child who reached their assigned number of points. Well, the game brought about a dramatic change of behavior in the mornings as the five-year-old and the eight-year-old began getting ready with a lot more independence and no whining. And for the first time, their mother was able to get everyone out the door calmly and on time. Sometimes simply managing others' expectations about your ability to respond can make a big difference in lessening your overwhelm. Tell friends and family that you're turning off texts during work hours. And if you work on premise, for work projects that require real thought and concentration, see if you can close the door for an hour or so, or maybe in an unused conference room that you can get to use for a short period of time. Let colleagues know you're taking a power hour to work intensely and what time you'll be available again. For this to work, you need a period of real focus time. And that means shutting off your phone. If this feels terribly uncomfortable, start with 30 minutes at a time and work up to a little longer each day. You'd be amazed at how much more you can get done without constant interruptions. If you're overwhelmed by too many work and family obligations, you're probably not taking any time to recharge your batteries. When you have no me time in your life, you're likely to experience burnout, feel stressed, increase the chances of getting sick. And although it may seem counterintuitive, the more overwhelmed you feel, the more important it is to have some time for yourself each day where you can unwind. Block some time in your calendar, perhaps the same ritual time each day. Make sure your family knows that that time is sacred, and then you treat it as an important appointment with yourself. So far, we've looked at overwhelm when feeling overwhelmed is an appropriate reaction to having too many commitments. To get relief, examine your assumptions of what must be done by you and look for opportunities to delegate. Manage other people's expectations to give yourself some uninterrupted time to focus and commit to setting aside some time for yourself each day. Now, let's look at having an overwhelming amount to do where you really do have some control over what you take on. And this is where ADHD tendencies are more likely to come into play. Do you typically offer to do things for others that you don't really have time to do? Overcommit to deadlines that you can't meet, or volunteer for too many committees, or sign up for classes when you have no available time to do the work? If so, your problem isn't really overwhelm, it's overcommitment. Why do you overcommit on a regular basis? Well, there could be several reasons. If you tend to have a hard time saying no when you're asked to take on a task or a project, or you volunteer to help someone out when your own work is left undone, it could be that you're a pleaser. On the surface, there's nothing inherently wrong with wanting to please people. It sounds like a good thing, right? Well, not when your feeling of self-worth is tied up with needing to please others. And when overcommitment means you're continually letting yourself and your family down, it erodes your own self-esteem. You lose confidence in yourself, which intensifies feelings of shame, and that makes you even more emotionally dependent on making others appreciate you. And when those people you're trying to please don't seem pleased enough or even disappointed, it intensifies your shame and creates a vicious cycle. The bottom line is, when you make someone a promise that you're then not able to fulfill, that isn't really very pleasing. I had a coaching client whose tendency to volunteer to help out his neighbors was causing problems in his marriage because of all the projects he left undone at home. The last straw for his wife was when my client took hours on a Saturday to help a neighbor build a deck while his own bathroom floor had been left untiled for weeks. You won't banish a desire to please overnight, but there is a strategy you can start using right away to curb your overpromising tendencies, and it's a simple phrase: let me check my schedule and get back to you. Commit to using that phrase religiously when asked to take on anything, even if you don't keep a schedule. And then make a note to yourself to get back to that person. And don't say yes unless you're very sure you can take on the project without any difficulty. Pleaser personalities usually have a hard time saying no. If the thought of turning down a request is stressful, you need to practice strengthening that no muscle to give yourself some boundaries. Now, you can practice this a bit day by day as sort of a game with yourself. Try to put yourself in situations where you can say no to someone just for practice. One baby step would be to enter a store where a salesperson is likely to ask if they can help you and tell them, "No, thanks, I'm just looking." give yourself a point. Every time you say the word no, you can track the points with a note in your phone. There's an unfortunate rise in cop-out behavior that does not count as saying no. And that's ghosting, where instead of giving an answer to someone you know, you disappear to avoid saying anything. That does not count as a point in your practice saying no game. Not all commitments involve other people. So coming up next, we'll look at that ADHD tendency to assign far too many to-dos to ourselves. This is Bonnie Minku of Thrive with ADD for a step-by-step system for ADHD self-mastery. Check out my training-based membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, at thrivewithadd.com. And subscribe to this podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, for more customized solutions for your unique brain.
Learn more about Bonnie and her Productivity Pathfinder training program for ADHD adults at thrivewithadd.com.